course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
Well, I don't want to end on a grim note here. Oh, by the way, Kanye West is now asking the music industry to address him. He changes this every couple of years, like his underwear. Address him, please, as only Ye. Just plain Ye.
Screw off.
Well, that's probably what a lot of people are telling him anyway. I think that's... Oh, the last song is performed by rockers who died too soon. John Bonham. Whole Lot of Love in 1980 before he...
Yeah.
Did he drive the car into the pool and then die?
That was Keith Moon, I thought.
You're right. Yeah. I beg your pardon. All I know is...
If it's a pool and cars, it's got to be Keith Moon.
But I may have mentioned this 300,000 or 400,000 times. I used to work with Styx.
Styx!
The band.
Yeah.
And we purposefully stayed at the same hotel where that incident happened just so we could look at the pool and say, what are they good at?
I stayed down the hall from where the Beatles stayed in at the Deauville in Miami. Stayed right down, just down the hall from the room that they stayed in.
The coolest thing was, though, before we did a thing in L.A., there was a national story about Zeppelin trashing the Continental Hotel, which is where everybody stayed. And supposedly they had taken motorcycles up to the ninth floor and raced down
the tracks.
On the walls.
On the walls.
The whole top floor of the building was closed.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see it. You could take the elevator up there, but
how about it was the lyrics to "We're an American Band," and talking about trashing.
We proceeded to tear that hotel. Come on, dudes, let's get it on.
And we proceeded to
put that in the top 10 stupid lyrics of all time. Come on, dudes.
Well, life's been good for me. That's even funnier, though, with our buddy from the Eagles.
Joe Walsh.
Eddie Van Halen's last tune was Jump. Tom Petty's was American Girl. Last live performance. And there's something here on Quiet on the Set, which I will set aside. Because I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, finish that up. Finished all of that.
Angry, right?
Oh, the entire thing. Yeah.
Angry.
It is.
And there's a lot more networks that need to answer for...
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah, because they mentioned one of those guys went on to work at Disney.
I know.
And now it's like, well, then, yeah.
I think I told you, Roz's grandnephew, or whatever he is, I'm not sure of the family status. I don't understand all that.
I don't either.
Sued them, one of the executives at Disney, for rape. He got $6 million because it really happened. It's a nest of pedophiles.
Horrible. The whole Hollywood
thing.
He
was just a kid, you know. We'll do this for your career and blah, blah, blah. Just awful. 704 on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's always best when you do business locally, and we have a great team of local sponsors here on News Talk that we hope you'll support, among them Adams Drugs. Everybody asks the same question these days. Where's customer service gone? Where's that friendly welcome? Where's that greeting? Where's that attempt to get to know me? Why do I walk out of here feeling like I could have cared less if I brought my business here? That will never happen to you there. They have 12 locations, and how Mr. Benson does it, I don't know, but he's got them all staffed with people who are driven to provide the best customer service. It comes naturally to them. This is what they want to do, in addition to filling prescriptions, counseling people on over-the-counter solutions for various problems, and their beautiful gift shops. Adams Drugs has dedicated themselves to making sure you never feel rushed, to saving you every possible penny on copays and more. If you want to see, if you've never been and your pharmacy closed, I drive by two dead pharmacies every morning on the way to work. If you want to try something really different and you're ready for great customer service, it'll almost feel foreign, especially if you've been doing business with national chains. Go to adamsdrugs.net for the one nearest you. We are at 7:05. We got to look at the roads. Top of the hour news from Salem Radio News Network, and then next hour, random facts, as always, followed by a $20 food outlet pop quiz question.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
Well, we're
beginning to get a little more busy as the morning rolls on. Got a lot of cars streaming into Montgomery on Highway 231, also out of Billbrook, Prattville, down I-65. And Highway 331 and Highway 31 are a bit active this morning. Light to mostly moderate traffic, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears. Only thing we got for you, if you're headed north this morning, maybe to Birmingham on business, I-65 right near the Laydam Road exit. They have an accident there. If you're headed up that way, please use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
HealthWise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, 20 Goat Weed, and more. HealthWise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at HealthWise Foods, family owned for over 36 years. HealthWise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
Attention, dark web. The liberal college elites are attempting to indoctrinate the masses. It's Operation Bracket Bust. 64 schools select teams of students to engage in some sort of sudden death tournament. It is mind control, causing citizens to stare zombie-like into their devices while engaged in widespread online gambling. There has been a four-day surge in alcohol consumption at what are being called watch parties. Based on the sound of booyahs and high fives through the wall, I believe one such watch party has occurred in the dorm room next to mine. I was not invited. Oh, and sources indicate only 16 teams remain alive. Be vigilant.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. For Donald Trump, it's deadline day. Barring a last-minute reprieve, he'll have to pay a more than $450 million bond, a risk having his assets seized by New York's Attorney General. President Biden continues urging Congress to pass emergency funding for Ukraine and Israel, as well as a so-called border security bill. As President Biden campaigns for re-election at a furious pace, his 2024 rival Donald Trump has been forced to deal with numerous legal challenges thrown at him by his political opponents. Bruised and battered, four suspects in the Moscow terror attack have appeared in a Russian courtroom today. ISIS claims responsibility for the attack that killed roughly 140 people, left many more injured. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 81 points. NASDAQ futures off 109 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-43-BIBLE. That's 844-43-BIBLE. 844-43-BIBLE.
Blue Devils, Boilermakers, Blue Jays, Bulldogs, Crimson Tide, Huskies, Tigers, Wildcats, Full Tech, Fighting Illini, Volunteers, Cyclones, Tar Heels, Aztecs, Cougars, Golden Eagles. Every March the same routine. Take my bracket and douse it in gasoline. The Sweet 16.
So we haven't really spent a lot of time rolling tide this morning, have we?
No. But they did a great job keeping track of them all weekend. And so, yeah.
The big focus. Auburn was expected to go a little bit further.
I woke up the next day. I didn't watch that game, but I checked the brackets the next day, and I was like, why is Yale? They lost?
I was telling Greg that the pregame show, they said, this could be a bloodbath. But they meant the other way around. I could not believe that Auburn lost to Yale.
You know, and they started that game. I must admit, Friday afternoon, it was a little quiet in here.
Because mm-hmm. it was on the TV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's and I accept that. I accept that fate. And the you know, the thing that drives me nuts, beyond the squeaking sneakers for 3 hours or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It took over. I thought the game would be over, so we'd have a final at least for people that were interested but weren't listening or watching the game. The last 20 minutes included about an actual minute and a half of playing time.
Oh, no, it's, yeah. Especially when you get down to the last couple of minutes of the game, it starts
taking timeouts.
You know. And jamming commercials into...
And fouling, which causes the clock to stop and everything else, so yeah.
Other than that, everything is great. We have Rich Thomas ready for you on this wind chilly Monday morning.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Boy, oh boy, I was just outside with Chase, and it is just so brisk outside. As the pressure gradient continues to increase, the winds go up. Very breezy today, winds are gusting to over 25 miles per hour already. Mostly cloudy today with a high around 72. Dry through the evening hours tonight. Wind advisory tonight for winds gusting 30 to 35 miles per hour. The risk of showers and storms arriving in the wee hours overnight, especially towards tomorrow morning. Strong, possibly severe line of storms moving through with a low tonight 62. Tomorrow, showers and storms ongoing through the morning hours, probably ending in the I-65 corridor by lunchtime. Breezy, high 71. Mostly sunny, 75 Wednesday. Another cool front arriving Wednesday night, so Thursday's high only in the upper 60s, but a picture-perfect postcard weekend for Easter Sunday. Easter weekend, both Good Friday, Saturday, and Sunday looking great. Right now this morning, we got a 6,500-foot overcast. East winds at 19, gusting to 30 miles per hour. It's 54 at 714.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Where are you here so early?
It's a special day.
Yeah, do tell.
It's waffles.
Yeah, what about them?
They've got
worldwide. Today is International Waffle Day.
Ooh, waffles.
It is a breakfast treat, and it has its own day.
International Waffle Day.
International Waffle Day.
It's a holiday that first began in Sweden to mark the beginning of spring.
Let there be waffles.
Okay, it's showtime.
It is 7:14. I drove past the Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the boulevard yesterday, and it was overflow.
Oh, because of the March Madness, yeah, sure.
Well, you could watch virtually any game you wanted yesterday, or any other sport for that matter, but the parking lot was packed. That's part of the reason. The other thing is you can go there and enjoy great food and not walk out filing for bankruptcy, which seems to be the case, especially at fast food. Why go for fast food when you can get real food served to you by a friendly server at Baumhauer's Victory Grill? And to help you save money without sacrificing quality, they have the Inflation Bites menu. Legendary fun, legendary food, and things like char grilled, dipping chicken, just $8.99. Now, these meals all come with a side and a beverage. $8.99. Try that at your favorite fast food place. The tailgate burger, that's a third of a pound of ground beef and on a white bun. Curly Q fries, served medium well. And it's recommended by the chief financial officer of Baumhauer's. Barbecue Yardbird platter, that's only $9.99. That's mojo marinated chicken breast with the homemade barbecue sauce. In fact, you can buy Baumhauer's barbecue sauce and a bunch of the others. The white barbecue is my favorite. They don't sell the honey mustard in bottles yet, but it's the perfect dip for chicken fingers, things of that nature. The Bam Bam chicken, fried chicken breast with sweet Thai chili sauce served with wild rice, fresh hand-cut broccoli. And maybe you, when you try the broccoli at Baumhauer's, maybe you can figure out how it is that they do it. It's like a hint of butter, a hint of lemon, maybe a little garlic salt. I'm not really sure. But it's the best. And the fajita wrap. That's also boho marinated chicken, lettuce, tomato, cheese, sautéed peppers, and onions with black beans and rice. Served with fresh salsa and chips. And that one is only $9.99. Some great full meal options. Under $9 and under $10 at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard. To check out the menu for these, the Slam Duck menu for the month of March. And accumulating points. If you eat at Baumhauer's frequently, they have a program. You know, you accumulate points and it doesn't take long for those to add up and turn into a free meal. That's Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard and see it all at baumhauers.com. We are at 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. Next hour, I was browsing through the old files this morning and came across, I noticed the label said Hot to Trot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a hilarious 911 call from a really amorous woman, would be the way to describe it, I guess. So don't miss that between 8 and 9 o'clock because we haven't played that one in ages. Right now, we have your local Blue Water News, and then we'll launch part one of Random Facts, followed, as always, by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Members of the Muscogee Creek Nation returned to Alabama Saturday for a memorial service on the 210th anniversary of Horseshoe Bend. The battle was the single bloodiest day of conflict for Native Americans. More than 800 Muscogee warriors, women, and children died at Horseshoe Bend. The Montgomery man killed in a shooting last week has been identified. 68-year-old James Walker was shot and killed Wednesday at about 6:28 p.m. at the 4,000 block of Oconee Drive near the intersection of Lowell Wetumpka Road and Alabama River Parkway. Suspect and motive remain unknown. The Crimson Tide is the only one of four teams from the state of Alabama to survive this weekend's NCAA basketball tournament. Alabama defeated Grand Canyon University 72-61 Sunday night to advance to the round of Sweet 16. Auburn, UAB, and Sanford were all defeated in first-round action Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the river region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house. And to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group. at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There goes the weekend, the workday's begun. The I Hate Monday polka. That special workday that's never that run.
And now,
let's see what we learn when we poke around.
Poke. Yeah.
Did you know, in his very first appearance in 1931, Donald Duck wore pants?
When did what?
Quack, quack.
Yeah.
Is that right?
In his very first appearance in 1931, he wore pants.
And is that the only time?
Yeah, apparently. And then he, unless there was, you know, whatever, some other episode where
he's. What's the country that he's not allowed in because he doesn't have pants on? Is it Denmark or some?
Something like that.
Probably Alabama.
Thought they hated him. I don't know. Did you know the name that was given to the Wicked Witch of the West in the musical Wicked, which is about the witches? Was Elphaba. E-L-P-H-A-B-A. Elphaba.
That sounds like a terrorist name to me, Jay.
Well, it is taken from the pronunciation of the author of Wizard of Oz, L. Frank Baum. If you put his letters, his initials, L-F-B, it would be Elphaba.
Elphaba, yes.
Elphaba. So that is the name. Did you know this is the only state in the U.S., where you can spell the name of it on one row of the keyboard?
Oh, man.
Let's see.
You can probably come up with it by looking at it.
Alaska.
That is it.
Pretty good, huh?
Well, yeah. Because
they're not in that order.
No.
And there's 57 states to pick from, so I had to calculate all of that to come up with that answer.
You did fantastic.
That's what I want to hear.
I know. That's why I'm giving it to you so we can move
on. Isn't it amazing the stupid stuff that we get excited about? Well, I want credit for that.
I don't know how you did it though. That's good.
I mean, if you look at it, there's really.
See this brain here? This is a word processor.
Really, only goes this far.
Somebody called me a wordsmith the other day. I mean, you may as well call.
No,
me.
Your math skills are just crazy. Because I need a calculator.
Until you start putting letters in with the math, then I'm.
Yeah, once you start throwing in not fractions, but equations and stuff. Yeah.
We can take our time, by the way. We are way too far ahead of schedule.
Are we? Okay. Well, I'm going to watch the.
Slow down.
I'm going to watch basketball highlights.
Okay, so we have a guy with a ball. He must be about 7'8", shoved it through the hole. I'm very impressed. Back to you. You know, if they ever turned it, if they could eliminate the squeaking sneakers, and if they could make it a real shooting sport like that guy just did, he's like a three-pointer.
That was a woman.
Oh.
That's the women's.
It's hard to tell. I mean, because they're wearing.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, they're dropping some threes at, God, Stanford, yeah. Anyway, did you know? Billionaire Peter Thiel, I guess is the last name. Yeah.
Peter Thiel.
He paid $10 million to finance lawsuits against the media company Gawker. That included the Hulk Hogan case that came around in 2016, where they had tape of him saying some things he really shouldn't be saying. And that eventually brought down that media company. He did that just because it was retaliation against that company because they had put an article that outed him as gay in 2007. And so he said, well, fine, I'm going to take you down, and took him down. Good on you, Peter Thiel.
Yep.
Did you know? Neiman Marcus. You ever bought anything at a Neiman Marcus?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I've been into a Neiman Marcus, but I've never walked by anything and thought, I'll buy that. Mm-mm.
Well, I guess I have.
I did years ago, I did a cool thing there. I got invited to a wedding in Chicago, and I was dating. Well, I don't have anything to wear. Get in a car. So we went to Neiman Marcus, and they had a fashion consultant, sales clerk.
I don't doubt it, yeah.
And they had a changing area, and they had a walkway, a runway. So she would walk out, and these various different outfits she was trying on until she picked one.
Huh. Yeah. No, it's. I was looking for...
It's a very different experience.
I was in Seattle, and I was either looking for a belt or a wallet or something. I can't remember. I'd left something at home, or I needed something that I'd forgotten to pack or something like that. And so I was hitting some stores, and there was a Neiman Marcus right by the hotel. And so I went over there and looked, and I was like, I ain't gonna find it here.
You didn't want a $50 belt?
Oh, more like
$80.
Ooh. Yeah, because it's Neiman Marcus.
I mean, it was pricey. Anyway, the department store, Neiman Marcus, gets 40% of its sales from 2% of its customers.
Wow. That's a kind of a risky margin.
It is.
I mean, I'm no businessman. I don't know much about it, but that would seem like a hiccup in the economy could send that business model spiraling.
Is there one here in the state, or is there a Neiman Marcus?
I don't think so. In Alabama,
I don't think there is.
Ours is in Fort Lauderdale.
Is there? I guess maybe there's one in Atlanta.
Probably.
Yeah. Did you know? You may know this, Rich.
Okay.
Laura Jackson Arnold, the sister of Stonewall Jackson.
Okay.
She was a staunch and unapologetic supporter of the Union, while, of course, her brother was one of the most beloved generals of the Confederacy. Well,
there were a lot of families like that.
Yeah. That relationship was destroyed because of the war, and they never saw each other again.
No, and, you know, like I said, that...
Isn't that kind of like what we have going on now? It's like you're either on my side or you're not. I don't care. If you're not, I don't want anything to do with it.
There were a lot of family members against family members as far as allegiance in the Civil War.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole...
And we all know who we have to thank for launching that era of American division.
As-salamu alaykum.
There you go. Thank you.
In the Civil War?
No, that's what I was thinking. What?
No, I'm talking about this era of division.
Okay.
I was pretty clear about that.
Yeah, so they had a horrible relationship after the war had started, and they never saw or spoke to each other again. And like you said, a lot of families had to go through that.
Many, many, many families. Very common.
Or there were families who actually didn't and were forced to, just because, hey, you're here, you got to join this army. You're there, you got to join this one.
Well, true, that's true too.
Yeah, exactly. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to give you a random fact about a high school in Bronx, or in the Bronx.
In the Bronx.
Yeah. Okay. We are going to give you a random fact about soccer here in the United States, and we'll also give you a random fact. You were talking about the last songs that artists had performed before they died. I'll give you the last voice that Mel Blanc was doing before he died.
Oh, I'd like to know that.
We'll tell you about the Darvaza gas crater and the significance of that. And, I didn't read ahead on this one. Golan Seipel? Is that the guy's name? He's the counselor to the governor of New Jersey. We'll tell you about him coming up on Random Facts.
Can't wait to find out what the final cartoon voice Mel Blanc did before he went.
I wish I could tell you it was something special, but it really isn't.
Blurb just came in. The CEO of Boeing is stepping down at the end of the year.
What a surprise. He's done such a magnificent job.
No, really?
Wow. We were watching live. What's the name of that channel with the airport?
Oh, yeah, on YouTube. It's, yeah. It's LA. It's Los Angeles. It's AVL.
I spent a lot of time.
Airline videos.
Spent a lot of time as a kid watching planes come and go from Midway Airport in Chicago. Used to love killing hours there on a Sunday afternoon.
We did that in Cleveland, yeah.
And so that YouTube channel is kind of a substitute for those.
Oh, it's got a
memories.
Worldwide audience.
Yeah, it's big because, yep. Yeah, and there are still a group, maybe this will come up in Random Facts one day, maybe it already has, of people who will not accept that we can fly. They do not, they think really? That when they see a plane take off, it's not really happening.
Well, it's always amazing because of the tonnage
fascinating that it works, but still... Yeah. I don't know. Just so weird that people have...
You know, before 9/11, I was lucky. I got to sit in the co-pilot seat of a 747 over mm-hmm. the Atlantic, mm-hmm. Air France.
Yeah.
It's just stunning. It makes you realize what these guys, and now women too, you look out to the side, and there's wing as far as you can see.
I know.
There's 300 plus people on board.
The responsibility.
And you got to bring all of that down smoothly within 2 miles.
The absolute responsibility that
it's
they...
It's unbelievable, man. Yeah. David's got something to contribute at 7:32.
Hi, David.
The last time I was in a Neiman Marcus was in Water Tower Place in Chicago. And... Me and a friend went to use the men's restroom, walk in there, and there's some guy standing in there, totally naked, looking at himself in the mirror.
What? No surprise.
What? Really?
No surprise. They've turned that magnificent mile into a dump.
It was bizarre. We turned
How long ago was this?
Oh, this was like 20 years ago. I mean, this was a long time ago.
Wow.
And, to walk in Neiman Marcus and Water Tower Place.
That's not what you expect.
Not what you expect.
Not at all. Thanks,
hey,
David.
And I saw this morning real quick.
Sure.
That the CEO of Nissan has announced that Nissan is going, they're going to introduce 30 new models in the next 3 years, 16 of which will be all electric.
Okay, well, I lost a lot of respect in Nissan.
Same.
I thought that Toyota had announced that they were dumping that market.
They are, but Nissan is going all in, evidently, and going to produce, you know, a bunch of electric vehicles.
Well, good for them, you know.
Geez. Yeah, so they may not be around long. So
I'm hanging on to my Rogue. I love my Rogue, and I will be taking it to New Orleans again this upcoming weekend. When you're looking for furniture, two things are key. Of course, price. We want the best price we can get. And selection. The place to find the best price and selection is Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Oh, I don't know that name. Well, they have been sort of a best-kept secret for a while. They're on Wetumpka Highway, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And it's not a big, ostentatious, high-maintenance kind of building. It's a very functional 60,000-square-foot warehouse, which means they've got room for everything, and I do mean that, every type and style. Plus, not only complete bedroom and living room sets, but individual pieces, recliners and so forth, and accent pieces for that odd nook in the home that needs something, but you're not quite sure what. It's a place where you can go big and put it on a Synchrony luxury account for qualified customers and pay 0% if you spend more than $1,000. And it's easy to figure out what to pay because right now you go in, you take 50% off the top ticket price, and that's what you want. Now, if you want a preview, visit ShopKaiser, KYSER, ShopKaiser.com. Don't forget to say hi to Stella Beard and Leslie Wolfolk when you're in there. Leslie, by the way, has decorating experience and can help guide you if you're looking to achieve a particular look or theme in your home. Fantastic people, fantastic selection, savings, and that includes sales tax because it's only 8.25% when you take delivery there as opposed to 10% in Montgomery at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings and again at shopkaiser.com.
We're still pretty quiet around the Montgomery area, but traffic is really building out there this morning. We've got a lot of cars coming into Montgomery on I-65 southbound. Prattville and Millbrook are putting a lot of vehicles on the road into Montgomery. We're already seeing a little bunching up across the Alabama River. 231, our second busiest highway into Montgomery this morning. Light to moderate traffic now around the boulevards. Even Troy Highway and 331 are getting into the act, putting more cars into Montgomery. Beginning to be a busy Monday out there. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Spring is here at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
Online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Monday, that's the day. Gotta rush to work or be late. Monday.
And now, 2.5 random facts times 2 equals...
Random facts.
Wow.
Man.
What execution. You should be executed.
Did you know the Bronx High School of Science?
Okay. The Bronx High School of Science.
The Bronx High School of Science has 9 Nobel Prize winning alumni.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive for high school.
It is more than China or Spain has. The Bronx High School of Science.
Do they have any names connected to that school?
I'm sure they do. I will, you know, look them up for you. I don't know that you will know them, but I'm pretty sure I won't. Let's see. Robert J. Lefkowitz was awarded the 2012 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. So there's a name for you. here we go. Leon Cooper. Sheldon Glashow.
Oh.
Roy J. Glauber.
No.
Russell A. Hulse, the Lefkowitz guy.
Russell A. Hulse.
Yeah. Hugh David Pulitzer. Melvin Schwartz. Steven Weinberg. And Claudia Golden.
Nope, don't know any of them.
Yep. There's your Nobel Prize winning...
The reason I asked, I thought somebody connected to the Manhattan Project may have been from his school.
Let's see.
Even though it's in the Bronx.
Cooper was the co-developer of the BCS theory, namesake of Cooper Pairs, whatever that is.
Oh, that, yeah.
Sheldon was a physicist who proposed the modern electroweak theory. Roy.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. The last name was...
Roy. That's his first name, actually. His last name's Glauber.
No, I meant last is preceding.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Do you have a Glauber?
He was a physicist who made contributions to the quantum theory of optical coherence.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What would we do without that?
I'm trying to find anybody here who may have worked in that. No, nothing.
Hmm.
That had any sort of thing that had to do with Manhattan Project or anything like that. Did you know, despite the overall lack of popularity of soccer here in the United States, the 1994 World Cup, which was hosted by the United States, was the most financially successful World Cup in history? Even though it's not very popular here, made a lot of money.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Did you know... The last character that Mel Blanc voiced before he died.
Well, what do you know? I got an admirer.
Yeah, his name is Jane.
Do you want to throw out a guess? Good God, the characters. It is a character.
I think he did 89 characters.
Yeah, it is a character. It is not a Looney Tunes character, though.
No.
No, it's a Hanna-Barbera character.
Wow. Barney Rubble?
It was not Barney.
Dino?
No, it's not. Although good answer.
Barney?
No, it's not Barney. The fact that I'd never be able to guess this either. But it comes from the opposite of the Flintstones. Who are the Flintstones opposites?
Jetsons.
Yeah.
Okay, so his last
the
voice?
Dog?
No, it wasn't the dog. It was Mr. Spacely.
Oh, Mr. Spacely.
See, it's just, yeah. He did that for the Jetsons movie, which released in 1990. He had voiced that a year before it released, and he had died that same year.
And Mr. Jetson ran what business?
I wasn't a real big Jetsons fan, so I don't know.
Spacely Sprockets.
Spacely Sprockets.
Yeah. What were their name, their maid's name?
Hazel.
Rosie.
Rosie.
Who?
Rosie.
Oh.
Rosie.
What was his dog's name?
Barf?
Rastro.
Astro.
Rastro.
Man, do you know, other than the Jetsons, do you know anything else about him?
Here's George Jetson.
I mean, the theme song gives the names.
What was his wife's name?
Elroy?
James.
That's the son.
Oh.
You got one name, though.
Here, meet my wife, Elroy.
All right, so suddenly I'm a subhuman cretin, because I don't know every freaking character on the Jetsons, because you know why? Or, no, I'm going to invoke my buddy here.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because I had aspirations. I wasn't sitting in the basement watching cartoons. I was out there.
I was in the basement watching The Stooges. You can give me every character name in a Three Stooges short, though. I bet you can.
Hey, the Stooges were very educational. Hey, give one to Jay.
Oh, a funny man. That's a matter with you.
Good job. Did you know the Darvaza gas crater, which has sometimes been known as my bathroom?
Well, one bubble word.
Yeah.
It's true. Remember the one that followed us up the stairs?
Oh, my Lord. God.
The nickname for the Darvaza gas crater is known as the Gates of Hell.
Uh-huh.
It is a crater in Turkmenistan.
Yeah.
That has been on fire since the 1980s.
Wow.
Engineers wanted to prevent the emission of poisonous gases, so they said, well, just set it on fire to burn it off. It is still burning.
Wow.
It is still burning there. They had no idea how much gas there was there, but there is a lot, and it is still burning. And finally, did you know, in 2002, Golan Sepel was appointed as counselor to the governor of New Jersey. It is a $110,000 a year job. New Jersey officials were baffled how he got the job with virtually no qualifications. It was later uncovered that Golan was the governor's secret male lover. And that's how he got the job. $110,000 a year job for just being a counselor to the governor of New Jersey. So those are your random facts.
All right, let's take a look and see what's happening. If I was there yesterday morning, as I always am, Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard. And a reminder, too, and I do the reconnaissance shopping periodically just to double-check what I buy normally at Food Outlet against what I'm paying elsewhere. And you'll absolutely save money on everything. It's cost plus 10%. That's the pricing structure of Food Outlet. And then they mark down additional items every week, like this week, top sirloin steak, $4.97 a pound. They were just laying those out the other day because Saturday they had a big day. Bria Juicy Jumbos, in case you get a craving for Beanie Weenies. Chuck Roast, Rich's Pal, $4.95 a pound. Cook it at a low temperature. Throw some cricket dust on it and just let it percolate in its own gravy. It's so good. Very juicy cut of meat. On the refreshment aisle, you'll find Coke products, the 12-pack fridge packs. Soda prices in bulk have really, really gone up. Food Outlet will save you on your favorite soft drinks. But this week, Coke in particular, $4.99 for the 12-pack fridge pack. And Dasani bottled water, a 24-pack of that is just $3.60. And Nabisco snack crackers are $2.98 for the family-sized box. And there's more. They're posted at the door. Oh, including a gallon of vegetable cooking oil, just $8.38. I've seen that as high as $15 in some of the other stores. Food Outlet has three locations with this cost plus 10% pricing. Really friendly staff at all three, too. I think you'll find the customer service is excellent. And a butcher there to get you specific cuts of meat if you're looking for filet or you would like something like those sirloins. If you want them a certain thickness, just ask. Doesn't change the price. Mention 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street, west of Highway 31 in Prattville, and I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum. Well, actually, I'll be coming back from New Orleans.
Yeah, we'll not see you Sunday morning.
I will
repeating again.
Sending a designated shopper there, though, with my list.
Did you say Nazi?
What?
Oh, you said not see him.
Nazi.
Yeah. We'll not see him. This is Nazi him.
Somebody will be there at Coliseum Boulevard with my list on Sunday morning. And we're going to give away a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate right now to the person who correctly answers today's pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
And if you've got a brain like Greg's, you should be able to answer this one. What is the only state that you can spell on one row of the keyboard?
I'm still glowing from that moment of
brilliance. I see you glowing.
I'm glowing crazy. 272-9228 is the number, 272-9228. First person with the correct answer was eligible, wins the $20 Food Outlet gift certificate. Everybody else qualifies for our grand prize drawing, which is coming up on Friday. 272-9228. At 7:50, let's take a deep dive on traffic.
Well, so far, we're
we're looking really good everywhere. We've got light to moderate traffic. It is busy and building, and we're seeing heavy traffic on I-65 at times coming out of Prattville and Millbrook into Montgomery this morning. 231 out of Wetumpka loaded up. All of our usual places that are busy are this morning. It's going to get more busy before the morning is over. Please use caution. Be safe out there and buckle up. We will keep you updated if any accidents come your way. At McKinnon, Toyota financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth a drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. Wiggle J. Montgomery Skywatch Track.
All right, Bubba, you are first up on the pop quiz question. What you got?
I got Alaska.
Alaska, correct.
Good work, Bubba. Hang on. You want a $20 food outlet gift certificate. Good work. Okay, let's go to Uncle Ron for a follow-up.
Hey, Uncle Ron, for a follow-up. How are you?
I'm doing great. How y'all doing this morning?
Oh, you know.
Oh, man.
For a Monday?
Yeah.
This department store gets 40% of its business from 2% of its customers.
The department store.
Department store.
I tuned in kind of late this morning. I'm just going to take a stab.
It's one of these high-end.
Hasties.
Okay. I'm going to give you one more here since you tuned in late. The last character Mel Blanc did before he died.
Okay.
Gosh, I heard that. Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah. We'll give it to you. You got it.
Mr.
Spacely from Spacely Sprockets on the Jetsons,
yes.
Which... That Greg doesn't know much about.
Yeah, he doesn't know his wife either.
Jay, his wife.
Oh, is that what her name was?
Her their dog Elroy.
Hey, it's backup Steve.
Good morning. Hey, you may not know all the Justin characters, Greg, but you do an excellent job of computing. Very good convoluted intros, as well as reminded me that every morning I poke around for my radio
to make sure I listen to
the timeline and random facts.
Yes, sir. Let's see. We'll give you an easy one. The most successfully financial World Cup ever was held where?
Actually, in the United States. I believe
1994.
94. Right. 94. Yeah. 94. I wanted
to say 94.
That's right.
You got it.
All righty. Well, we'll be watching the weather, Rich. Take care.
All right.
2 weeks from today, we've got the eclipse.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is. It is on a Monday. It is 2 weeks from today.
Je Tom.
Hi.
Hey.
So,
Rich, Neiman Marcus, I remember that one.
Neiman Marcus is right, good. And Donald Duck did this only once back in 1931.
He wore pants,
is right. You're good. You got it.
All right, thanks, Jay Tom. We appreciate it. We are at 753.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
There's a rather potent storm system crossing the country. In fact, it caused tornadoes in Texas yesterday. And because of the pressure gradient associated with this, that's why the winds are increasing today. We already have winds gusting over 30. We could, by tonight, with a wind advisory, have winds gusting 40, 45 miles per hour, even outside of thunderstorm areas. So very breezy today, mostly cloudy, high 72. Drive through the evening hours tonight with that wind advisory. Risk of showers and storms arriving in the wee hours in the overnight hours, especially towards dawn, even before dawn, here in the I-65 River Region corridor. Strong to severe storms possible, but they will lose some of their punch by the time they get to I-65. Overnight low 62. Showers and storms ongoing through the morning hours tomorrow, probably ending in the I-65 corridor by lunchtime, if not before. Breezy high 71, mostly sunny 75 Wednesday, a little cooler only in the 60s on Thursday, and a beautiful Easter weekend. Right now this morning, we have east winds gusting at 30 miles per hour. It's cloudy and 54 at 7:55.
The lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, budget floors, and more is your new best.
best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
No, no. You guys in the back, you missed your cue.
All hail King! All hail King!
That's me. Thank you. Yeah, I do want to tell you about the Seafood Bistro. We're going to be giving away a $20 gift certificate to the place next hour. Your chance to win that's coming up. Back when we were doing 10, I would give you some of the items that were, you know, up to 10 bucks that you could get from there. But now when you get a $20, I could just give you the entire menu. Corn nuggets, the Cajun cheese curds, the calamari, the fried pickles, fried green tomatoes. Those are just some of the appetizers they've got available for you. You can go for the salads if you want to do that. Either any of the salads they have there, the Caesar, the BLT, the Bistro, the House, or you can make your own if you want to do that. Then there's the House specialties of the red beans and rice and the seafood gumbo, the NOLA-style barbecue shrimp, the Seafood Bistro tacos. The shrimp and grits that go along with it are fantastic. And you've also got wings, platters, the boil bags as well. It's all available to you there at the Seafood Bistro. And it's going to start being available to you at 11 a.m. today. That's when they open pretty much every day. They have got, they're located at Perry Hill Road, 1651 Perry Hill Road, right down the road here from us. 279-7500 is their phone number, but their website is where you really need to go. Just Google their name, you'll find it, theseafoodbistro.com. If you've got a phone, open that up, go to your delivery apps, you know, the DoorDashes and the other things like that, and you'll be able to find the Seafood Bistro there. Check out the menu, see what you're going to have today for either lunch or for dinner, whatever you'd like to do. You can do that on their app and on their website at theseafoodbistro.com. Like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro. Yeah.
You know, it's been a long time since we played the game Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
But we're going to play it this morning.
Yeah, you just did a couple correctly there. I've been looking on the screen here. Yeah, interesting game. Interesting game.
Well,
I don't know the year he died.
So we will play this game.
Okay, Dead or Alive.
Celebrities. Give you a name. You got to tell us. You've got a 50% chance of being right. So
yeah, because they're either dead or alive.
Exactly. 7:57. We have another look at the roads following the Wall Street Business Report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell opened a Fed Listens event on how Americans are experiencing the economy, saying the pandemic had lasting effects. He did not make any remarks about the outlook for interest rates, which the central bank held steady in the 5.25% to 5.5% range at its meeting last week. Chrysler parent Stellantis said it will lay off about 400 U.S. workers as it works to cut costs, boost efficiency, and ramp up electric vehicle production plans. Major airline chiefs plan to hold discussions with Boeing board chair Larry Kellner in meetings that will not include the CEO, David Calhoun. This after raising concerns over an Alaska Airlines mid-air emergency and ongoing production issues. Target is doubling the bonuses for its salaried employees this year. The company will pay 100% of employees' eligible 2023 bonuses, up from 50% last year. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Well, so far, we're looking really good everywhere. We've got light to moderate traffic. It is busy and building, and we're seeing heavy traffic on I-65 at times coming out of Prattville and Millbrook into Montgomery this morning. 231 out of Wetumpka loaded up. All of our usual places that are busy are this morning. It's going to get more busy before the morning is over. Please use caution. Be safe out there and buckle up. We will keep you updated if any accidents come your way. At McKinnon, Toyota financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Make 2024 the year you break away.